Hi, I'm Mike White.
And I'm Rob St. Mary.
And we're the hosts of the Projection Booth podcast.
If you haven't heard of the Projection Booth, that's okay.
But we think it's time that you have.
We've been doing this for over 3 years now.
And we think we're doing a pretty good show.
Every week we look at a different film and put it in context.
We try to bring you interviews with the people behind the films.
Or experts on a subject matter covered in the film.
We don't specialize in any one particular genre or type of film.
We try to examine every aspect of cinema.
From every corner of the globe.
Even at 3 years, we barely just scratched the surface.
But we're ready. We're ready for you to listen to us.
That's right. Now's the time to give us a shot.
Download us through our free smartphone app.
Or through Stitcher, iTunes, Geek Juice Radio, Jackalope.
Or our website.
Projection-booth.com.
We'll keep making great shows.
Now it's your turn to listen to them.
Christopher Media. Let's make some noise. From Asmacore Studios near Detroit, Michigan, it's Unregimented.
Gangsters, what's up, guys?
Hey, it is another episode of Unregimented. I am Chris.
I'm Jay.
I'm Aaron. Work has been pissing me off lately. Yeah, I know.
Not happy fun time.
And that's, I just take it, you know. I'm not one to bitch, but it's just aggravating. A lot of times what I do is like the final step. And something going out, I'm doing like the final fitting on it or something. And, you know, since we have to kind of look at, we're restoring pieces of art, we kind of have to look at it and make an estimate based on how much and how much time and how much materials it's going to take to repair this thing.
Right.
And then you could open it up and it's a totally different.
Yeah, shit happens.
Yeah. Right. So shit happens where, you know, it takes somebody else longer to, like, somebody's got to go in and in paint this and it took a lot more work. And then it comes down to, you know, like, when I'm putting it back together, I got my boss breathing down my neck, like, we're losing money on this thing. This is, you know, this is taking too much time. And I'm like, what do you want me to do? Like, get a time machine?
Yeah, right.
It's just aggravating. Aggravating, like, I'm not one to shirk responsibility, but when you're constantly harangued for other people's not right. pulling their weight.
Yeah, you're what I call myself. You're the firefighter.
Yeah.
They only call you in when there's a fire.
Yeah.
Like when it's like, holy shit, we got to get this done right fucking now.
Yeah.
That's when I get called in. And then it's like, why aren't you done yet? I haven't even walked on the damn job site yet. And you already asked me why I'm not done yet. Putting out fires. Much respect to the firefighters of the world, by the way.
And just put out my own fire over here. We're awesome.
No way do I really consider myself of the level of a firefighter. I don't risk my life every day. So, well, I do by walking out the door.
You came here in a big red truck with the siren on. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's definitely a job I can't see myself ever doing.
I'm going to buy one just so I can park by hydrants.
That's a badass job, though, man.
Yeah.
That'd be a tough job. Yeah. That's a tough job.
I can only imagine.
Because, like, you go from zero to holy shit in 2 seconds, you know? Well, yeah. Like that place that just burned down here in Roseville. Yeah. Not Lachiche. It's the other place that... El Kebab.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that place burned down.
Yeah, it used to be Olives, and then it was, what was it before that? Anyways, yeah, it burned down to the ground. So that was, yeah, it's pretty.
Not too many firefighting songs.
Well, and this is...
St. Elmo's Fire.
Oh, we stumped the music guy.
By the way, I can't remember what I was. Something popped up. Some video automatically started playing when I was looking at something online, and I kind of liked the song, so I let it play. And then it just went on to the next song in their playlist, which was "Kiss Me Deadly" by Lita Ford.
Oh yeah,
"Kiss Me Once."
Her attempt at a pop song.
"Kiss Me Twice."
What the fuck was... What was with Lita Ford? I mean, I realized, like... It didn't occur to me at the time, because I think the last time I paid attention to the video, I was, like, 10 years old. But she can't really sing.
Well, wasn't she...
She was a rocking chick. I mean, that was what it was. There was no rocking women at that time.
Well, wasn't she, too? Wasn't she, like, the guitar player from The Runaways? Like, Joan Jett was the singer?
Dude, she looks like Molly Shannon in a wig. She's not even that hot. She's
no,
like,
and then she was like on her album cover all naked with a guitar in front of her. I was like,
right.
No, just put the guitar in front of your face. Let us see the rest of it. You know?
So, I guess it was just that, like, at the time, hair metal was the big rock music of the day, and we didn't have any chicks in that genre. And so the one chick that we did that kind of sounded like that or kind of had the look.
Yeah.
They're like, all right, put her on MTV.
And then she had that duet with Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That song kind of tickles me.
Yeah.
But
I'll listen to it.
I'll listen to it just because, like, I don't know how passionate they sound. They do sound really
cheesy as shit.
I know
to
they
me.
They sound really into it. Like they
close
sound like
close your eyes.
Close your eyes.
Yeah, I know.
You gotta
it's
close
like,
your eyes for me.
I don't know. It's like it's kind of like watching Nicolas Cage chew the scenery in some like movie, like The Wicker Man or something. It's like just not good, but just the way that like Nicolas Cage seems so into it in that movie.
Yeah,
he's really taking this seriously.
Well, yeah, it's serious gambling debt, so he had to take the role.
Yeah,
he's like, listen, if I don't make this movie, they're gonna fucking kill me. There you go. Reason Kiss Me Deadly won't play.
Oh, no.
I'm going to have to do this song karaoke with somebody.
Yeah?
I got to do it. This is a terrible song.
You need somebody to take the Ozzy part?
Yeah, I'll do Leo Ford, whatever. Don't really understand.
I just remember, like...
They propped Ozzy up to do this one.
The super dramatic lighting on it, too. There it is.
They both
they have the same
also
haircut.
Have the same hairstylist as well.
Right.
Oh, this was probably when Ozzy was right and smack dab in the middle of all of his battles with sobriety.
What? That was, like, until like the last 5 years, I think he's...
Yeah, this is like
he's only
Sharon.
Been sober recently.
Well, actually, didn't he clean up? Has he cleaned up like once a decade since the 80s?
I don't know.
I think this is like Sharon. Like, we need to pay the house payment. Do this fucking
yeah,
song.
Yeah, listen, I'm pregnant. We got kids to feed.
Yep. Get up there and say something.
Yeah.
People pay for your shit.
Yeah, they do have the same haircut.
Yeah, this is not an exaggeration.
Yeah.
This is the 80s. Look at it. Love it.
Oh, man.
That's
my wife's like Ozzy, like the first person to use auto tune. I'm like, shut your mouth. Shut your mouth right now. We don't talk about the lead singer Black Sabbath like that.
And that's another thing about the 80s. The song's probably like 7.5 minutes long.
Yeah.
They haven't even gotten to the hook yet. It's been out for like 2 minutes.
Really, I know. You had me hooked. I was like, hey, I'll listen to that.
Oh, the 80s. Most horrible decade ever for music.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean,
Devo was pretty fucking good. There's some all right shit that came out. I mean, maybe like the mainstream sucked, but I mean, this decade blows pretty bad too.
Right. I was just gonna say the 2010s
last 14 years have sucked.
I don't know about the last 14 years, but definitely
such musical geniuses as Iggy Azalea. You dare to make that statement? No, I'm gonna sound like Grandpa here.
Okay.
But no, just I was watching. I was at the
youngest one in the room, by the way.
I accidentally deleted the DVR today.
I read that on Facebook. I was laughing at you.
I was at the mercy of the actual TV schedule today.
This is why you have to have kids.
You mean
you have somebody to program the DVR for you?
Yeah.
Commercial
schedule.
I thought I was deleting a folder. I ended up deleting the entire thing.
Ah, nice. That's a bummer.
Yeah, but anyway, I ended up watching the Colbert Show was in its last week, and they had on Kendrick Lamar. And I've heard that guy's name a lot, but I've never actually seen him perform or heard him. It actually wasn't bad.
You said this is the Colbert Show last week?
Yeah, he's taking over for David Letterman.
Oh, fuck yeah. I didn't know that.
Dude, that's 3 months ago.
That's why. I have fast forward, bro. And I don't watch that channel anyway. So.
Oh, yeah. And Letterman, he's done after this year, and Colbert's taking over for him next year.
I knew
year.
Letterman was done. And I'm actually pretty satisfied with Jimmy Fallon taking over the Tonight Show.
I don't hate that decision.
No, I think it's way better than Jay Leno. And I know it's kind of funny to say, but I like him better than Conan. And
Conan.
I think Conan belonged in his own show. I don't think he should have popped in there. And I think it was whack, to use the new slang terms, that Jay Leno did what he did to Conan.
Wait, you know, what did Jay Leno do to Conan?
Well, Conan was on the show for, what, like 2 weeks, and then Jay Leno was like, no, I'm coming
That wasn't,
back.
No, that wasn't, yeah. that wasn't Jay Leno's decision. That no, was, no. That
the
was
network.
NBC.
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that. I don't know. I don't follow late night.
I don't really usually either.
That 30 Rock episode with the janitors, with Konani and Subash.
Yeah.
That's what that was about.
Oh.
that's what that episode was about.
She's like, I get it. I had now.
No idea. What is it? All my life, I dreamed to work the tonight shift. Aaron just got a joke 4 years later.
I had no idea. I've seen that episode so many times too.
Yeah.
All right.
Don't you love that? Where you're just ignorant or something, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, really?
Hey, but we were just having this conversation earlier. I'm finding ignorance is bliss lately. Well, because today, while watching TV, I don't do that a lot. I told Aaron, first of all, wow. And second of all, wow. Yeah. Just the way the commercials are now.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like I'm a hermit and I never watch TV ever, but most of the things I view are DVR.
Right.
Commercials are the time when I go and make food or go take a piss or pack a bowl or something. You know, I'm not really paying attention or fast forward through them.
Right.
But when I'm at the mercy of the live holy shit.
What pisses me off is, like, you got an hour-long show, right? And if you watch it on DVR, it's 37 minutes. It's like, what? What do you mean 37 minutes in an hour-long period of time? That's some fucking crazy commercials.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I was just saying, holy shit, at a lot of the just blatant... I mean, we thought we were blatantly commercial before. Holy hell.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think the last episode
there's, like, commercials and commercials now.
Yeah, right.
It's like, what is it, the Geico? There's a Helzberg Diamond commercial in the actual Geico commercial?
Oh, yeah, there's a whole new level of synergy happening
out
there.
What's what we were talking about? What's it?
Well, it's like Pizza Hut meets freaking Taco Bell, you know?
Right. Was it Last Unregimented? I don't know. We've done like three podcasts a week here for the last 2 weeks, so we can have the holidays off. But weren't we talking about they're now crossing franchises over in movies? They're going to do like Men in Black and 21 Jump Street, like in one movie?
Yeah.
Like they're out
That's
of right.
my... That was just, part of the Sony leak.
Yeah.
That's just
great.
Hey, thank you for listening, liking, and sharing Unregimented on Facebook, following us on Twitter at UnregimentedPod. You can subscribe to Unregimented on iTunes for free by clicking through the iTunes banner on ChristopherMedia.net. Android users can find Unregimented on Stitcher Radio. You can now listen to a new episode of Christopher Media Show every day of the week, Sunday, M&M Question Everything, Monday and Thursdays we have Unregimented. Tuesday you get the Weedsman Podcast Nugget. You also get the Toddzilla X-Pod whenever he gets around to it, and you'll like it. That's how it goes. Wednesday, we have the Projection Booth. We also have the Oddcast with Jenna and John. Fridays, you get the full episode of the Weedsman Podcast. Saturday, we have the Captain's Table. If you like what we do and you would like to show your support for us, you can donate to Christopher Media by using the PayPal button on ChristopherMedia.net. Please click through the Amazon banner and bookmark the page. It won't cost you anything extra, and when you buy something, it will help show your support for Christopher Media. If you're looking to launch your own website, please click through the HostGator banner at ChristopherMedia.net. That's who we use to host all of the Christopher Media shows. When you sign up for HostGator by clicking through our link, you are helping to support ChristopherMedia.net. DraftKings.com, daily fantasy sports leagues, no season-long commitments. Yes, even while the NFL playoffs are happening, you can still do fantasy football at DraftKings.com. You can enter free or paid contests and win your share of over $200 million in prizes. When you click through the DraftKings banner at ChristopherMedia.net, you will get a free first-time deposit bonus when you sign up for DraftKings.com.
Sony League.
Yeah, have you read about it? Did you
fucking pussies?
Today they found that I guess somebody in the government found. I don't know who was investigating this. Somebody found confirmation that the Sony hack was perpetrated by North Korea.
Right. Well, and that's why they took the interview off the market.
Right.
Yeah, they halted all the press on it.
Well, they're not showing it in theaters.
It was the people who had perpetrated the hack were also the ones who put out a statement warning people against going to see it and threatening vague violence.
Can't we just blow up their fucking satellite, take out their internet? Like, whatever, North Korea, suck on this.
Oh, someone's on my side.
That's the funny thing is they're like hacking our shit with Commodore 64s. I mean, that's pretty fucked up.
Yeah,
I was telling Aaron.
Maybe that's Jeb's job is North Korea.
We were talking about this before you came over. Said, you know, a lot of country, and this is where the Captain America and me starts coming out. A lot of countries forget how we just allow them to exist the way they exist.
I don't know.
Oh, you can hate us. It's totally cool. We won't fucking blow you up. It's fine.
Cuba tried to fuck with us. They learned that lesson 60 years ago.
I'm pretty cool with what's going on with Cuba right now, by the way. I'm pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and now we're boys again.
Yeah, no, that's cool.
Look, World War II. We took three of the biggest superpowers in the world and brought them to their knees. Japan was going to be the most stubborn, thought they were... And boom! Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
What? Did you say something?
I just got to say, though.
Like, he was saying what Aaron was talking about with the, you know, with the threats that, you know, they're talking about the 9/11 style.
Right.
Things at the movie theaters. I said, if I was a president, I'd go ahead. Oh, and by the way, we've given some destroyers and some battleships some new directives up there in the North Pacific, just in case you pull any of this shit.
Guess
that you
who's
say
sitting
you're gonna
on the 49th parallel right now?
Yeah, like
South is going to become all of Korea very soon.
First of all, I think you might have to actually read a Captain America comic book or see a movie or something.
Why meant Captain America?
Which parallel is it? The 38th or 4th?
I don't know.
South Korea, North Korea's line.
Yeah,
I want to say 49th. I think the 38th parallel is the one that's in Michigan, the one that you see when you're driving up north.
Yeah, I think 40. Yeah, 40. I think that's what it was.
But it's... Go ahead. Well,
Well, I guess...
What?
I guess Obama...
And Russia sends shit on us.
Obama doesn't think it's a very credible threat. I mean, he said that people should just go to the movies. That's not worrying about.
Well, now they can't.
They won't.
As of us recording this, Sony has pulled it out of theaters.
I heard a really cool freaking idea, man. This guy posted about that. He says, okay, since you're not releasing it in the theaters, give it to us free with DRM. Like, no DRM.
Trust
like,
me.
Do
they,
it,
they will find a way to... That's probably... Yeah, I bet you this will probably launch the we don't need movie theaters thing anymore. I bet you this is how the movie company is going to say, well, we'll just put everything into everybody's DVR from here on out.
Wait, right. I'm sorry. Let me just ask Seth Rogen if it's okay if we don't pay him. Well, that's what you're up against.
But no, it's the thing, though. Is like, if you were
They've
Seth Rogen...
They've already invested millions in
this.
But
if you were Seth Rogen, wouldn't you just be like, hey, North Korea, we're just giving it to everybody so everybody can fucking
see it. Let's go higher than that. The chairman of
a political move, I think it's brilliant.
The chairman of the president of the company that's putting out the movie is not going to not get paid. They'll find a way. Executive will go without his bonus. They will find a way.
But think, I mean, okay, so you give it to everybody free and then you sell like little Kim Jong-un, whatever the hell his name is. I don't remember who it is right now. I'm an idiot.
Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, so you sell like little voodoo dolls, you know, and you get the free movie. You know? I don't know, man. I'll admit that like I think the movie's kind of in poor taste, but to like not, like it was my right to not go see it, like whatever, you know, that's
in poor taste.
I'm curious glorifying the assassination of another leader in the world. Mm-hmm. I don't think that
North
is
Korea. Everything's sunny. I don't think all it's right. Time, always but, good time. Beach party. Back to you, Aylorib.
Love that.
But no, I mean, but whatever. That's my choice. It's my right to think that way. And, you know, like, if you went and saw it in a theater, I'd be like, sweet. You know, if it was playing on your TV when I came in, like, I would sit down and watch it and probably laugh my ass off. But, like, you know, it's just kind of in kind of poor taste. I mean, you know, but it's to make fun of it, you know, and that's the thing. And I mean,
do you think it would have been better if they
you can't fuck with the Supreme Leader. Like, seriously, those people are fucking crazy about that dude. Like, they're cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
But do you think it would have been any better if they tried to shroud it? Like, not say that it was Kim Jong-un, just, like, kind of make up a country?
Yeah, that's what they should have done.
That's what... It seems like what most movies have done in the past, if they want a parody. Yeah. So
I think it's great that they had the balls to make it about that. I think that's fucking awesome and totally American. Like, that's totally fucking awesome. And I would never say they should never make that movie. It's just it's not something I would choose to put my money towards. Like, I wouldn't go see it. I wouldn't, you know, because I just don't, regardless of how crazy that dude is and how crazy that whole country is, like, because of the past dictatorships that have gone through it.
Yeah,
you know, it's a little tender right now. You know, North Korea is being dicks right now, and for us to for not us, but for like a movie corporation to go out there and like kind of poke needles at it, not quite the right timing.
But you know what else I don't like?
But you know what? We got the goddamn right to do it. We're going to do it. Fuck it.
You know what I don't like about this? We blinked.
Yeah, we blinked.
That's what I don't like.
You should just put it out. Guess what? We're early release, because you ain't got time to plan no fucking terror shit now. And you want to hack us again? Go for it.
But I'm saying people like ISIS might go, oh,
yeah,
look who blinked.
Right.
They're not so arrogant. Yeah,
we're too politically correct, man.
No, the movie theaters, the people who run the movie theater chains blinked.
Yeah,
that's, those are the people who blink. Yeah. And at that
they
point,
they told Sony we're not going to play it.
Well, yeah, I don't. That's, I think Sony.
Yeah, but I'm saying as of Sony today, Sony that, pulled the plug on the whole thing.
Yes, right. They did so
after the movie. They after. I'm sorry, Aaron, but after the movie theater said they weren't going to play it.
Right. So we the what's the biggest factor in any movie in the theaters? Opening day or at least opening weekend.
Right.
Especially in something that's coming out on Christmas.
Yeah.
So they're just going to say, okay, well, we're just going to, you know, we're going to release it on that day anyway, even though more than half of the theaters have backed out of even showing it. So that's going to tremendously hurt their bottom line on the opening weekend and make the movie look like a failure.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you judge whether a movie is successful or not. How was its opening day? How was its opening weekend?
So it'll go direct stream, direct DVD, or Blu-ray. That's what it's going to do, and it'll generate a ton of money, but
well,
not
I don't
as
know.
Much as it would have.
They might find a date not too far in the future, maybe by the time you hear this podcast, where
I
they
so.
Are,
I swear
where
this
they're
is
actually
all
able
stunt.
To release it.
Yeah.
I swear if this
it's
is all
not,
a stunt,
dude,
I'll never believe
that.
Anything
we're past
ever again.
That.
That I
yeah.
see,
I see not, the conspiracy theories thought of that. I totally understand that.
Oh, yeah. I know where you're coming publicity. From. And, of course, it occurred to me when I first started reading about it, but the more you read about it, the more you realize there's no way. There's absolutely no way that this is a publicity stunt.
You know who
Sony
I
was hacked
for
sure. They were threatened for sure. And it's for sure coming from North Korea.
I feel really bad for the network security team at Sony right now.
Oh, God.
Those poor guys
you
are
mean
fired.
The former network
yeah.
security
yeah,
team?
Actually, I shouldn't say. My first inclination was that the hack was perpetrated by Disney.
Yeah.
Said, yeah. They want Spider-Man back?
No, they want
X-Men. Is it X-Men?
Or no, that's Fox. Yeah, no, I did say, Spider-Man. I said Spider-Man, yeah. And that was correct.
Come on, comic book boy.
Yeah, sorry.
You know, what's funny is I was in Chinatown in New York over Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah,
and there were actually...
There's nothing you can do.
Well, there
it's
will,
Chinatown.
There were actually posters up on like bus stops and subway stops for this movie. And at the top of it, it has from the Western Capitalist Pigs who brought you This is the End and some other movie they did.
Well, what I find kind of interesting...
I bet you Sony probably made those mm-hmm. posters.
I wonder...
No, they were for the movie. It wasn't like anti...
Yeah. That's awesome.
No, it was a movie poster, and I didn't have that at the
awesome
top.
From the
right.
Western Capitalist
no doubt
pig.
Going
awesome.
Into this, I'm sure everybody involved saw the angles on it and knew that they were going to get some sort of reaction from North Korea and that they could use this to their advantage and get a lot of free press. I think it went way further than anybody expected.
The government, I don't know what you call them, like handlers, I guess, look at the movie and the ending to approve it before it was released.
Yeah.
Like before they even finished it. Well, it actually went through our censorship program, quote unquote.
Yeah. I would be really interested to see what would happen if we made this movie while Kim Jong-il was still alive. Because Kim Jong-il, if you don't know, he was the movie fanatic.
Right.
And he actually he doesn't have to try to do anything. He snaps his fingers and people do it. But he made a whole movie industry in North Korea.
Right.
I think what he tried to do is really put North Korea on the map for movies.
Dude, he was smoking opium what? Watching that South Park movie. You know?
He's like, look at that dick of me.
Well, Kim Jong-il would use captive Americans in his productions, and they would play these like buffoons. Right. They would play Americans. They were right. bumbling idiots. They were uncultured heathens. They were, you know, so I mean, yeah. Okay. So he didn't make a movie about, you know, killing Bush,
right.
you know, making a presidential assassination attempt.
You know, other countries have. I mean, they have. Like, not about Bush, but like Obama. Like, there's
right.
been movies put out about Obama that have been like a bumbling idiot. Well, I mean, you know, it's not very far. I think they just used clips from whatever he said.
Well,
look at this dumbass.
Even in our own country.
Do you think Jeb Bush, huh? Do you think he's going to be the Republican front
runner? Well, he announced finally.
Doesn't he announce that he's thinking about it?
Yeah.
Like, he's gauging his own interest.
That's whatever.
That's what
gauging your own. It's like measuring your own penis.
Well, I mean, that's what Colbert was saying. He's announcing
add a
that
half
he,
inch to it.
Colbert was saying he's announcing that he is exploring the possibility of thinking about running. Like I said, he's gauging his own interest.
No, he actually he's been the first one to say firmly yes, he is going to run.
No.
I think you watched the week old episode.
No, that was today. I think he said he was definitely running today. Yeah. I believe so. He looked that shit up. You got Google. Use your little fucking Mac thingy there and Google it up.
I actually have a story on a bookmark. Hold on.
Jeb Bush's long campaign begins. Oh, there you go.
So, definitely the weirdest looking Bush.
I don't know, man. I see some shit from the 70s. It's pretty fucking weird. Oh, you mean as a Bush? We get some hillbilly in office. His name fucking Jeb.
I said on the week.
This shit's going to get all raging.
He looks like George Bush and Rush Limbaugh fucked.
I said on the weeds.
Damn you.
The weirdest.
Fucking, he does look
the weirdest looking Bush since to, that no, Japanese girl I dated.
Like but Philip no, Seymour Hoffman and Rush Limbaugh.
Well, okay, so why Bush?
Because his name's out there.
Right.
They have nobody else that has as popular right. of a name. And who's going to run
what
against
has,
Hillary?
What has Hillary. Bush done? What has Jeb Bush done recently?
Rigged an election.
To, yeah.
How flying about, chads or hanging chads, man.
Right.
Should have been called a hanging Jeb.
Tried to keep Terry Schiavo alive.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That was a debacle. You remember that story? Chris, you have to remember the Terry Schiavo story. A woman was in a coma and was kept on life support and her husband and Terry Schiavo's family was ready to call it a day. Hey, you know, this is no kind of
and
life.
They stepped in. That's right. not what God would and, want it.
Well, didn't she even have like something stating that she didn't want to be kept on life support? Like a do not resuscitate kind of thing, I thought.
I'm trying to remember.
I think, no, the family, because like that was a thing. The husband said, no, not enough. She's got to do not resuscitate. And the family like, no, fuck that. It's like we're keeping her alive. And then Jeb Bush stepped in like, no, we're keeping her alive.
That's
Jesus.
What it was. Yes, yes.
Jesus
that's what
wants
it was.
Her living.
Right.
Jesus is the electricity flowing through the machine, keeping her alive.
Yeah.
Actually, Jesus is the name of the technician maintaining the machine, keeping her alive.
That's when you slip the dude a 20. Can't forget to oil that little sprocket there. Nah, that's...
We are fucked up.
Yeah, we're Americans. Fuck yeah, we're fucked up. America.
So, yeah, I mean, it looks like everybody's looking for a race between Hillary.
Bush Clinton.
Yeah.
Glad things have changed.
Isn't that crazy?
Didn't we start this country because we didn't want a monarchy?
Yeah.
We're tired of royal families?
I don't know, man. As far as Republicans go, as far as philosophies, I think Rand Paul would be the best one to run. But for name's sake, he's
by
not.
Far the sanest Republican that I've heard.
Yeah, because he's fucking libertarian.
So Rand Paul. Rand Paul. No, he's not.
He is Republican, but so is Ron Paul. But Rand Paul ran his whole dad's libertarian campaigns and shit for years.
Right. Okay. Right.
So he's very libertarian thinking.
I see what you're saying now, and I agree.
And whatever, Toddzilla, suck my dick.
He's a rhino, right?
Yeah. Suck my dick, Toddzilla. You don't pay taxes or vote, so kiss my ass. You got nothing to say. And I'll say that shit to your face if you drive out here, because I'm not going there. Love you, man.
Yeah.
You know,
same
he's going to throw shit.
Boss.
If he listens to this, he's going to be throwing shit at the screen.
Oh,
motherfucker! Fuck you! I'm going to get a phone call. You guys are going to give him my number.
I don't think so.
He's like, no, that ignorant bastard, I ain't giving him a second of my time.
Well, yeah, of course, also, now being the foremost Republican, Jeb Bush, suddenly, has to comment on Cuba. And you can only
guess. I love the cigars.
Dude, well, I mean...
I fucked one of them Cuban prostitutes from Florida. Well, I mean,
Cuban women give good head. They need a visa real quick.
Although, I can't say that his points aren't entirely without merit. His stance is basically that Obama is backing down because there's been no change in Cuba, right?
Well, I have a conspiracy corner.
Obama's setting up the Democratic Party for a win in 2016.
No, I got my conspiracy corner.
Going for the brown vote.
Totally got it.
Hit me with it. Let's hear it.
How are we fighting Russia right now financially?
Right.
All right. We take Cuba away from them. They got nothing over here. Mm-hmm. You know, we befriend Cuba and basically, you know, blockade that country with freaking ships. You know, not battleships, but like commerce ships.
That's interesting because a lot of the other articles that are popping up today were about Russia.
Well, yeah, because the ruble's down. Apple has suspended all iPhone and iPad sales in Russia because the ruble has dropped so bad.
Really?
Their economy is down 4%, which they're just getting crushed. And you know what? That's my other conspiracy is the reason oil prices are so low is we've like basically said to everybody, no. We're fucking with Russia. The only way we can cripple them is offer lower oil prices to China and these other high demand oil countries. And I mean, come on, man, that's a fucking brilliant political move. Like that just cripples Russia because they are so reliant on their oil, you know, on their oil production that if we take that away from them and we got all these embargoes, like, you know, like, sanctions. I mean, not embargoes. We got all these sanctions against them and shit. It's like, oh, crap. Like, we just crippled their economy.
What would happen if Russia actually failed?
They're going to press the fucking button. Putin is a crazy bastard. But they will push that fucking button. They're going to push the button. Oh, we failed.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. So, but this is the way that we are fighting a superpower war is by crippling them financially.
Yeah.
And that's conspiracy corner. But
right. Well, so to backtrack a little bit, though. So we have Obama, who is now on a tear, like just acting alone.
Lame duck tear.
Yeah, exactly. This is the period to do it.
Well, he's using all his executive orders. I mean, that's it. Right. Like, you know, he's got the lowest amount of executive
orders. I hope he's saving one for pot. But anyway.
Well, the feds are talking about decriminalizing it, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's
well, they just there's no longer a federal ban on medical marijuana.
Right. That's awesome.
It's not so much that, it's that they stopped funding the programs that were going after the dispensaries, the medical marijuana dispensaries, specifically.
Well, so dispensary raids are done.
Right, that's good. That's good to hear. Well, a good point is brought up, and I'm coming around guns again.
Yeah.
And there's a thing in Colorado, like they're trying to get a bill that states that if you have, you know, if you're like right now, you can get a CCW or a concealed carry permit or CPL, concealed pistol license. And since Colorado, it's legal to smoke marijuana, they're trying to make it so that you. That they maintain that, you know, because they're trying to make the gun laws, you know, equivalent, you know, like meet up with the drug laws.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it like testing for marijuana, that's something like you test for marijuana, you're getting a month back or more, you know, like, okay, all of a sudden this dude who has a CPL gets in an altercation. He's totally sober and he blows a dude away, right? And all of a sudden they find out he's been smoking cannabis or weed.
Yeah.
And well, he's in deep shit.
Right.
But he might not have smoked that day. He could have smoked yesterday or 3 weeks ago. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Or ate a brownie that somebody freaking laced or whatever.
Yeah, there's way too many factors in it. Most of all, it relies on the person's metabolism. How your body actually handles it can be completely different. Some people would store cannabinoids.
Right.
Cannabinoids. That fucking lady, dude.
Cannabinoids.
Let me see if I can find it. There was an article I just read about it.
But I wanted to go back and kind of wrap up on Cuba.
Go for it, sorry.
So Obama reaches out to Cuba. They have a whole prisoner exchange, and he says that he wants to open up travel to Cuba, basically saying that the best way to overcome a nation that is a communist nation is to show it what free people look like.
Right.
Which I can kind of see, but there are a lot of Cubans in America, I guess, that weren't too happy about this because they look at it as him giving in, and that's kind of where Jeb is coming from, too. This goes back to my point of me actually kind of agreeing or seeing where Jeb is coming from on Cuba. There's been no change in their politics. There's been no change in the things that used to be 50, 60 years ago, used to be the issue. There's still communists. They're still ruled by a dictator. They still abuse their own people.
Well, I know a lot of them. They have good cigars. And apparently, if you go down there, they have beautifully restored American automobiles that are like 60 years old. No, because it's what that's from when the embargoes happened.
Yeah. But did you see there's a video response from Raul?
Just Raul. Just Raul. Some guy. My name is Raul. This is my response.
Yeah. No. What's his name? What's their leader's name? What's their president?
Castro.
Castro. Thank you. God damn it. I even said it like 2 minutes ago. Raul Castro. They have a, he had an announcement, and it's just kind of funny because his office.
America is cool. Thank you. No, what the?
His office looks like it's from the 1950s.
Like Don Draper's
wood
office.
Wood paneling up. Yeah. He's got like one of those pen holder things on his desk that had a little swivel thing on it. And it was also kind of funny that, I mean, it looked like cable access. And it was kind of strange that he was reading from, not even like kind of reading from cue cards or reading teleprompter. He just had.
He's watching our newest show, one of our new shows.
Yeah. He had his speech on like a full 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper that he was reading from.
On a 10-inch black and white television.
Okay, so etiquette in a semi-soundproof room. If you got a fart, go out of the room.
Door's open.
Yeah, well, Aaron's in the way of the door, so.
You'd really just disturb the cat.
I don't think so.
He's got one eye open. She's like, somebody say my name.
It's like, I know that motherfucker.
I find it funny. She runs around like she's on acid when we're upstairs. But when we're down here podcasting, she's down here sleeping all the time. Like, she knows where we're both at, so she's cool. And she'll stay down here until we're done.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's got separation anxiety. She's strange.
So, are you guys just ambivalent about this? Or do you come down on one side or the other? I'm curious.
I understand where Jeb's coming from. I totally understand it. I get it. But, you know... We got all these fucking people that risk their lives to come across the freaking ocean from that place. Right. And like, come, you know, it would, if we would just like create a, I like trade partners, man. I enjoy trade partners. You know? Free trade is freaking fantastic. You know, we would take, I think maybe a lot of oppression would be removed from them because now all of a sudden people there now have more food, more blah, 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 more cars, more, you know, more stuff. You know, to, we can Americanize them. Yeah. We'll just turn the motherfuckers into Hawaii. And
state number 51.
I think that if Castro is cool with, you know, if he's like going to kind of chill out a little bit too and not have his rhetoric and whatever. I mean, he's supported some crazy shit, you know, against the United States. But I mean, if after like 50, was it 60 years now? It's been 60 years?
It was, I think, 1962 when the embargo started.
Okay.
It was like a year before Kennedy got shot. So, yeah, 62.
I just think we should crush the balls of fucking of the Soviet Union or of Russia over here.
Funny.
Honestly, we need
Cuba,
to get them the fuck out of our back
Cuba
door,
now is
and that's
acting
how we
like
take over Cuba.
Russia's their super drunk friend at the party.
Right.
Do you come with him? No, I didn't come with that guy.
Nah, shit, dude. He just rode in my car. I don't know who that guy is.
Fucking, yeah, no, I met him at the liquor store on the way over.
What is Russia really doing for Cuba? I mean, you know, all the propaganda film shit I ever see of Cuba is these people driving around like 1950s Chevys and shit. They're not driving around in like some Russian whatever. You know, like, what is Russia doing for
Cuba?
They're
not all drinking vodka.
Yeah, what's Russia doing for Cuba? You know what I mean? And it, like, we own part of Cuba with Guantanamo. So, you know, like, we're already like giving them money probably in quote unquote taxes for to have that there. You know, we got to pay for that land, or we had to pay for that land. So I'm cool with making new friends out of old enemies. I mean, you know, you got to hold them at arm's reach, and, you know, like, it's basically the old adage of, like, you know, keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. And we can keep an eye on what's going on in Cuba.
Yes, but how then do you, if you repair relations with Cuba, how can you then go to another nation and say, we don't like the way you treat your people? Like, oh, well, if we were Cuban, then we could, you know, have a dictator. But, you know.
Well, but, I mean, we do it already. You know,
I know.
We
yeah.
already fucking do it.
I
we
know.
Put Saddam Hussein in power, you know, and Osama bin Laden, like, who gave him everything and trained him and everything. Like, who created these new, you know, this new terrorist threats and shit. It was... We gave them all that shit. Yeah, we gave them all that shit.
Well, that's another thing that Obama was pushing for was to have them removed from the terror list along with, you know,
Cuba.
Well, have Cuba removed from the list of countries that have state-sponsored terrorism.
Okay.
So, you know, Iraq.
Fideli getting soft over there, buddy?
countries
it ain't Fidel. That's his
like son. Syria.
That's his son now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Syria, Iran is another one that's on the list.
I was thinking
Saudi Arabia. Oh wait, no, what? Yeah. They're not on the list.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, no shit. Well, I was thinking that this was going to happen when Fidel died.
Yeah,
I figured that the new person in power would be like, okay,
hey, we're sorry.
You know, you know what? Like, listen, man. You know, like,
show up in Miami with the banana bread.
Yeah, I think a lot of people thought that this type of change was going to happen directly after his death, not realizing that. I use a word and then it's just lost. Yeah. I have like one.
ADD.
Yeah, I can only use a word once per podcast.
Well, I was kind of hoping
You have a dictatorship. That's what I was going to say real quick. You kind of have a dictatorship, but really it's a, what do they call it when the military runs your country?
Isn't it militaristic state or whatever the fuck it is?
Okay.
I don't remember what it is.
But yeah, I mean, it's the military running things. I mean, even in, you see, anytime you've seen any Castro, he's in military garb, you know? Yeah. He looks like a fucking general.
I don't know, man. I think like we should start like if Cuba's like going to meet our demands, because that's what it's going to be. If they're going to meet some sort of demands that we have on them, like peace treaty type demands, I'm okay with the start of a relationship with them. I'm okay with that. And I say that because I'm okay with it for the people of Cuba.
Right.
You know, I'm sick of like people hating the fucking United States because their government gives them the propaganda that we're suppressing them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if we could take that suppression out, like, hey, you know, like we're kind of acting like the cool big brother here. Let's, you know, we're the bully on the block, but you know,
Jay's been hurt in the past, but he's willing to take it day by day with Cuba.
Well, it's not like Cuba is worse than China. Really?
Cuba's a speck on the map. I mean, like really. And
I guess, you know, if Cuba was a, you know, leader in producing cheap technology, then we'd have a different relationship with them.
Well, that's the thing.
Or if they had a lot more oil, we'd have a different relationship
with them. I'm sure we have enough stopgaps in San Juan and Miami if Cuba gets out of line.
Right.
Fucking put them back in line real
quick.
But
the thing is, you know, are we just the other flip side of this?
No, I'm talking about is we choose to make our friends.
If we, like, choose to repair our relationship with Cuba or repair whatever, because I'm an idiot when it comes to like past relationship with Cuba.
What relationship? Like I don't even know you.
Right. But
you've
changed
Cuba.
Are we just creating another terrorist state? You know, is that what we're doing? Because like all of a sudden, boom, we give them free trade. We're handing them all this shit. We're freaking subsidizing their government because that's what's going to happen.
Right.
And, you know, I'm not cool with that.
The reason the sanctions exist is they got out of line.
Right. Yeah.
50 years ago.
Yeah.
They tried to get, you know, they got some balls. They got together with Russia.
They just had Russia drop their balls in the ocean.
No, I mean, they created, things were fine before the whole Cuban Missile Crisis. So, I mean, they created the conditions they're under now.
I understand that, but the people that are there now didn't create that. It's a totally new regime, because that's what it is.
Right.
And I think we need to, like, we need to be responsible and lead by example and be like, okay, listen, we're going to cut. But I
think there's kind of a hope that this is like the Hatfields and the McCoys. Like nobody really knows what we're fighting about anymore. And if we just let the two commingle and get to know each other, this will all just kind of wash away in the past.
Fuck the Hatfields. I'm a fucking McCoy. Fuck the Hatfields. You think I'm joking. Fuck Metallica.
Going after the super hick.
Oh, you should play the fucking bluegrass version of One.
Oh, yeah.
Iron Horse.
Badass.
Play some Iron Horse Metallica cover. The way it should have been.
Cuba.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Family.
I just think, you know, we're such a superpower. Like, Cuba's nothing. I mean, they got gorillas. We got, like, fucking $400 billion jets that can, like, one of them just take the whole country off the face of the earth. Not that we would, because we're fucking, you know, we abide by UN laws sometimes, unless you're the CIA.
The
laws of war.
When the UN does its job, we agree with them.
Yeah. Well, you know, the UN wants to strip all of us of our right to bear arms. And I mean, that was actually a threat. Yeah, the world. Years ago.
Yeah, the biggest political organization in the world all want to. Yeah, that'll go well.
It's been shut down.
You all should not have guns.
The problem is like the relationship building with Cuba. The problem is Obama's doing it. So it's a bad idea. Like, flat out, it's a bad fucking idea. Obama's doing it.
Right.
You fucked up, dude. Everything he touches turns to fucking turd.
Yeah. So it almost makes me want to take back my prior statement wishing that he would legalize weed because...
He'll fuck that up, too.
Right. He's just gonna get his black all over it.
Right.
Oh. Oh.
No, but seriously, they are so dead set against everything. Once he's out of office, if Jeb gets in there or any other Republican for that matter, that is everything is going to be first about repealing as much as they can of what Obama did, trying to undo the mess that he created.
Let's waste all this money on doing this. I'm all for the repeal of Obamacare. If they could write it like better to where you're not forced to get insurance.
Obamacare it got fucked up. Yeah. It got majorly fucked up. It's not what anybody wants it to be. Maybe we can do better next time.
Well, it's our version of socialized healthcare.
Right.
You know, like, nope, you got to pay for it.
I've always been of the theory.
We're all paying for it, but no, you got to pay for it.
I've always been of the theory if you want something to go well and just streamline it, do not get the government involved.
You think the government should shut your fucking mouth? No, the government should not. The government should freaking be... military and fucking make sure that the laws are to protect the people.
Did you hear about the $1 trillion bill?
Yeah, dude.
What about it?
What you got to say about it?
Just all the extra shit that's been packed into it?
That's like every single spending bill.
John Stewart made a good point that there were things in there that weren't even... that they were changing laws. It had nothing to do with spending or budgets. There were things that were worded in there that were actually... changing.
They did things that you can affect everything with how money flows, just like we've talked about on the Weedsman, how they can cripple legalization of weed in DC just by directing, you know, they just don't give them any money for it. Not in a way, you can absolutely go against the people's wishes by saying, okay, yeah, you voted for this, but we're just going to not fund it and it won't be so, and that's it. You don't get what you wanted. You don't get what you voted for. That's not America. That's not even Mexico.
Yeah. And he was, there was a senator that was giving shit to Elizabeth Warren, talking about if you don't like what's in this bill, welcome to democracy.
Yeah.
And John Stewart said calling what we have now, saying our government with how it's run right now, calling our government democracy is like calling cheese with cheese. As far as where it's at right now. He's got a point.
By the way, 25th anniversary of The Simpsons this week.
But we have a problem in this house, by the way. I'm just saying, we both have a problem.
Yeah.
There should be a support group for us.
The Simpsons addicts?
Yeah.
CNN had an article on the 25th anniversary of Simpsons. It had a bunch of, it had 25 facts.
Why isn't Bart 35? Why isn't Lisa now 32? Because why isn't Grandpa dead?
It's not real.
It's like my dad he used to read the Archie comics when he was a kid. He said, you know, he made a point that they were in high school for 50 years.
Right? They still are. Yeah, some of these facts are just like no doubt. Like, did you know Bart is voiced by a woman?
Yeah.
I liked, do you remember the episode that Dustin Hoffman was in?
The Simpsons that Dustin Hoffman was in.
Yes. You remember that one?
I just saw it recently too.
Yeah.
Was it when they did the send up of the graduate? Was he in that one?
There's been
No. I know it. He was I got it.
Okay.
He's Lisa's teacher.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mr. Bergstrom.
Yep.
She is just adores Mr. Bergstrom. He remained uncredited for that episode.
But you could tell it's him.
Oh, right. I know. But you know what? Not everybody's as good as recognizing voice. When you take
it sounds like Rain Man. I mean, you could tell.
When you take the voice away from the face, not everybody can identify it. Like, I notice how many fucking commercials actors do because I can pick out their voice. Like, the guy from Mad Men. What's his nuts?
John Hamm.
John Hamm. John Hamm does a fuck ton of commercials for radio and TV, and I recognize his voice.
Yeah. Getting
paid.
And Chris Parnell does voices for it. He's like becoming the new...
he's a new voice. I just listened to his...
Who's the guy who does Fry?
Billy West.
Yeah, he's becoming the new Billy West. He's just on everything. But this was... Dustin Hoffman was on The Simpsons in the second season. I guess he wasn't sure that he wanted to be associated with a cartoon. Hmm. It's a different time.
Yeah, yeah.
People love doing characters on cartoons now. But so he had an alias, Sam Etick, which like Semitic.
Jew.
Yeah, right.
Jewy McJewerson? Was that his backup name?
Right, yeah.
Did you know that Marilyn Monroe's IQ is 3 points higher than Albert Einstein's?
I did not.
Didn't keep her from not knowing to drink and take pills.
Which it's just...
Oh, too soon?
that was like back in the Cuban Missile Crisis era.
Right. So it just begs the question, what does that really mean?
Right.
Like, what is IQ reflective of?
Right.
Certain skills, certainly.
Yeah,
but
the thing is like, okay, Albert Einstein took his IQ test in Germany.
I think it's all about balance.
She took hers here.
Right.
Yeah, there's a little curve.
Really tell me the blonde with the big rack was told she was smart. Like, yeah, you're super smart. Here you go.
Yeah, you got a good IQ, man. Chicken head.
Yeah.
Right. You think the answer is A, B, or C? You think the answer is C? Anyway.
No, but I think it's all about how much of your... It's all about different levels of smarts. Because I know people with great book smarts who are dumb as rocks if you put them in the street and vice versa.
Yeah.
You take some people out of the street, put them in a classroom, they got no idea what's going on, but they're some of the most common sense motherfuckers you'll ever meet.
Yeah.
I think it's all about having a good balance of each.
Right.
Well, yeah.
I've yet to achieve that, but...
Same here.
I'll take my
Although time. I recently... Well it was online, but I took a test that says I use both parts of my brain equally. I do not favor... I think it was like a couple of percent, but...
Because it's not enough just to know a whole lot of shit. It's being able to use it.
Apply it, yeah.
And yeah, when the situation is needed too, and especially under pressure. But I don't know. You guys want to hear some more of the Simpsons shit?
Sure.
Did you know that you could actually drink Duff beer if you go to Universal Studios?
Who actually makes it? Anheuser-Busch?
Who knows?
Miller Coors?
Yeah, I don't know.
Heineken.
I'm sure it tastes like piss.
Probably.
It can't
be good.
It's
probably Pabst.
Well, if it's modeled after
Pabst Budweiser,
absolutely.
Are you dissing Pabst in this house?
Fuck, no, I wouldn't diss Pabst. It's the free beer you get when you're in a band. I mean, you get used to that shit. I remember when Rolling Rock was considered shit beer.
I remember when I drank Rolling Rock for a short period, and I guess I just had immature taste buds.
Nasty hangovers, dude.
It made you piss like crazy all night, wake up with fucking cotton mouth and pounding ass headache. It didn't taste any good. It tastes like watered down shit.
It's pretty much
Pabst. That was the hipster beer for a while. Yeah, of course, but they could charge you a buck more.
Right, right. Not back in the day, though. I remember when Rolling Rock was right there with Pabst and Stroh's.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Did you know that Danny Elfman wrote this in 3 days? That's apparently a fun fact for you. I don't know.
I do now.
Like, people, how long was it supposed to take him to write a song like this?
I'm sure his staff wrote it in 3 days. He's got, like, a staff of, like, 600 musicians.
Sure, all the major composers.
Yes, I'm smashing on Danny Elfman. I love the guy, so I'm busting his balls.
But no, it is amazing when you start reading about it, like... I read a lot about Hans Zimmer, and he's just got like an empire of people
Mike's
that
boyfriend.
Work for him.
I know two people who worked for Hans Zimmer.
Yeah?
Yeah. They work like 100 hours a fucking week and make like $4 an hour for their salary. Yeah. And he just fucking kills them, man. He just burns through them. That's that industry.
Oh, sure. But, you know, maybe they get through 2 years of that and they don't kill themselves or somebody else and then they walk away going, I worked for Hans Zimmer. And they're like, and anywhere you want to work.
Nope. Doesn't happen.
No?
Nope. Doesn't happen.
You don't
happen.
Think it's like in that
No,
industry?
I watched two dudes got do it, man. Neither one of them are... Yeah, no, it's just you go there, you rot, you get spit out, and that's it. And that's that.
Man.
I mean, I'm sure there's been some successful artists come out of Hans Zimmer, but I know two guys.
It's a pretty major thing to put on a resume, though.
Yeah, I know.
If you're into film composing.
That's the trenches is really what it is. That's the trenches, you know what I mean? Like, that's where you go to fucking...
It's one step above interning.
Yeah, it's your boot camp, you know? You get your ass kicked, and then you go out and you chill out.
Michael Jackson knew that.
What about Michael Jackson? Maybe I didn't know it.
Guest starred as a mental patient during a third season episode, Stark Raving Dad.
So that really was him, even though they said it wasn't?
Oh, yeah, that was totally him.
Because I remember in
He's
the credits.
He's credited as John J. Smith.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So that really was Michael Jackson.
Oh, for sure.
I always thought that was not Michael Jackson.
Hank Azaria supplies the voice for 16 reoccurring characters.
Now, does he get 16 paychecks?
You know who I miss?
Who do you miss?
There, his name went right out my head.
Yeah, that's it. That's where I've been all night.
Shit.
You didn't miss him that much then?
Phil Hartman.
Oh gosh.
Troy McClure?
That's the thing, like that golden chunk of early Simpsons is just littered with Troy McClure and what's the lawyer's name?
Lionel Hutz.
Lionel Hutz. Yeah. This is great.
You know where that guy would be now if his wife didn't fucking do that? He would be
only imagine.
I bet you he'd have been involved. I bet you he'd have been on Family Guy somehow. I bet you.
He'd probably be still doing Simpsons. Why would he be doing Family Guy? He'd
probably
be
doing both. But I bet you there's someone on Family Guy who probably wouldn't be on Family Guy.
Oh, Seth Rogen all over him, man.
I don't know. I don't see Hank Azaria doing a lot of other voiceover work or Harry Shearer. I mean, they got those guys locked up.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, you would imagine the Simpsons universe without those two.
Yeah, it's like imagine without fucking Phil Hartman. You know, it sucks.
Yeah. Well, I don't think without Lionel Hutz, think you get Dr. Nick Riviera because I think Dr. Nick came from working with Lionel Hutz.
What are you talking about?
I think Dr.
Wait
Nick
a minute,
was
you're
introduced.
Telling me Lionel Hutz and Dr. Nick are in cahoots?
Yeah, possibly.
some shenanigans going on?
I recall Dr. Nick was introduced to the series from when they went and saw Lionel Hutz, and he referred them to Dr. Nick.
He was an
Nick.
Expert witness type of
No, I think he was like, go see this doctor so they could get evidence or something like that.
Yeah, that's what
I'm
saying.
For their case.
Yeah, so Dr. Nick would then go to court and testify. It's an expert witness.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, lawyers get doctors and psychiatrists and all kinds of shits for expert testimony.
Thanks for the law lesson. But I think that, but I just think that's how Dr. Nick, so I think without Lionel Hutz. So yes, all of this means your point is without Phil Hartman.
No, that wasn't my point.
The Simpsons universe.
No, if you tried to watch an episode and removed Harry Shearer and Hank Azaria from that episode completely, you'd have almost nothing left. The Simpsons family could have a conversation, but their encounters with the outside world would be very boring and one-sided.
Julie Kavner and Yeardley Smith just doing voices, because doesn't everybody else do multiple voices?
Yeah.
I know Dan Castellaneta does other voices. I know Nancy Cartwright does other voices.
Who else does Nancy Cartwright do, I wonder?
Other kids.
Who does the...
I think she's Milhouse, too.
Who does the reoccurring lady that's always in the power suit? You know, she's wearing like the kind of knee-length skirt and a jacket, and she'll be like a realtor in one episode or an Hollywood agent in another one. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes and no. Like, right now, no.
She never.
But if you show me the picture of her, I'll probably be like, oh, that chick.
I don't think she's ever played a reoccurring character, but she plays a character type. Most of these are just boring.
Or things we just already know and we're above saying them on the mic.
Right.
Well, yeah, because we tried to do on the Weedsman. We tried to do a quiz, and there was just things we were like, no, that's too easy. That's too easy. Skip like half the quiz. It's like, who is Bart's father? Are you fucking kidding me?
Groundskeeper Willie's description of the French as cheese-eating surrender monkeys was used by conservative columnists in 2003 after France's opposition to the proposed invasion of Iraq. I believe it. How many ways, Simpsons have even invented words like cromulent.
Oh, yeah. And what's it? Embiggened.
Embiggened.
Or embiggins.
Embiggened. Yeah, it was embiggened. Embiggened their spirits. I was listening to another podcast. I was listening to Wait What podcast about comic books, and they tend to wander on to other subjects. But he said that a comic book was perfectly cromulent. And I was like, the fuck did he just say? Like, wait, why do I even know that word? Like, it's somewhere in my brain, but I'm like, it's not a real word, is it? So I had to look it up. I'm like, oh yeah, it's from The Simpsons.
Both of those words, I believe David X. Cohen came up with those.
I mean, he was doing it as what I'm sure he thought was an obvious Simpsons reference. I just didn't get it.
Hey guys, thanks for listening, thanks for clicking, thanks for liking, thanks for sharing, thanks for subscribing for free by clicking through the iTunes banner on ChristopherMedia.net. Thank you for telling a friend. I probably already said that, but that's how important it is, because that's how podcasts work. We drop every Monday and Thursday. Check out all of the other shows on ChristopherMedia.net. So stay tuned, thanks for listening, and we will catch you next time.
If you enjoy this show and want more people to know about it, head on over to iTunes, leave a comment, and rate it 5 stars. Make sure you like and share us on Facebook, and don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Just search for Christopher Media. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Most importantly, we would like to take the time to extend an extra special thanks to you. Christopher Media could not exist without your support. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net, and thank you for listening. Christopher Media. Let's make some noise.